Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. In today's Let's Talk Knoxville, we talk with emergency responders and those involved in the accident yesterday on 135th in Oregon. We'll talk about what the scene was like when they arrived and how they handled the situation. First, here's Knoxville Rural Fire Chief Kenny Thompson with his thoughts as he approached the scene.
Disbelief. I mean, we pulled up here, we could see the bus had rolled. And it hit a car. And I don't know how many injuries did we have people on the bus. We had 14, 17, somewhere in there. And when we got there, most of them was already sitting outside. I think Justin was the first one on the scene, I think, the deputy. And we just started doing our thing, taking care of the injured and see what we needed to do next and stabilize the bus so we could get – we had one person still in the bus. So we was kind of stabilizing it and – checking on the kids, see what the injuries was, the extent of the injuries. And we worked right along with City Rescue. They was there, and the sheriff's office was there. We was all, I mean, when you got 14 kids sitting there, and it kind of, you just got to all work together and do your thing.
Marion County Sheriff Ron Gomat talks about how incidents involving children affect the mindset of first responders.
Well, I really hadn't intended to go to the accident until I heard that it involved a school bus, and as soon as the fire department members, rescue crews, law enforcement find out there's small children involved, it puts the rescue operation to a completely different level. Most of us are parents, have had either children or have grandchildren, and when you see little kids suffering, yeah, it causes us to go into a little different mode. Whether we like it or not, it's just... We empathize for the small kids and just want to do a little extra to help them out. So when I pulled up, you know, it's kind of it's controlled chaos. There's people running everywhere, you know, trying to sort out what has happened, who all is injured. The Knoxville Fire and Knoxville Rural Fire and City Rescue set up triage to kind of separate the injured from the non-injured, and then also determine which ones were most severe injured and which ones were less injured. And so, yeah, it's there's a lot of people moving everywhere, but in reality, it was very, very controlled, very well-run operation. When you have time to reflect on it, why things really went well out there and could. The accident, of course, could have been a lot worse with that many kids on the school bus, but thank goodness the bus driver did the best she could do with what she had. A lot of the kids on the bus did the best that they could do to help the other kids off the bus. There were several small children on the bus, and I think they helped get them off and get them set down before we even arrived. So from the bus driver to the kids on the bus to the fire departments that responded, to the rescue departments that responded, and the law enforcement responded, it all really ran well.
Knoxville Fire Chief Mike Roberts, who is the incident commander, talks about how the older children on the bus did a great job helping out before emergency personnel arrived.
Well, scene-wise, when we got there, it was one of those things you never want to see with a rollover bus. But overall, I applaud everybody from the kids all the way up to all the emergency agencies that were responding to the families that came in. Because, you know, if I would have had a kid that age, I'd be scared to death, you know. And even the parents came in. They were very calm. I've said this many times. I can't give enough kudos to the kids themselves. They've done a fantastic job evacuating the bus. We had one or two teenagers that took really good responsibility for all the kids, got them lined up out of the bus and in a safe manner, too. They put them in a safe spot, not near danger.
Marion County Sheriff's Deputy Justin Kingery, who is one of the first people on the scene of the accident, also commends the way that the children handled the incident on the bus.
The first thought that comes to my mind is how well the older kids reacted to such a tragic accident and how well they took care of the younger kids on the bus. I believe their actions really made all of our jobs as first responders and law enforcement, made our jobs a lot easier. When I got on scene, I did check the bus quick, and all the kids were already off the bus. There was a rescue member that got there at the same time I did, and he tended to the bus driver. And so I just went out, and since the kids were already off the bus, I just started going down the line and asking them who was hurt, who wasn't hurt, and started separating them as far as the people, the kids that were hurt on one side and the kids that weren't hurt on the other side. And like I said, it was a lot easier not having to get the kids off the bus because the older kids had already taken care of that.
I think the older kids done an awesome job. I wasn't at the scene very much because we was kind of helping get the driver's stuff out, so we went line of life light up there. But what I seen and stuff up there, they was doing an awesome job. So the older kids kind of took care of the younger kids and did a good job for us.
That was Knoxville Rural Fire Chief Kenny Thompson. Knoxville Schools Superintendent Dr. Randy Flack talks about how proud he is of the children on the bus and the way they handled the situation.
Some of the middle school and high school students who were on the bus, as soon as they were aware that Tony wasn't able to provide any assistance or even to help herself, they really took charge and helped the younger students off the bus. They put into practice what they learned during our emergency drills that we provide every school year. So we're very proud of the students who helped getting the other students off, helped with the evacuation. And I was told by the people from the sheriff's department and the emergency crews that responded that those kids really deserved a lot of credit for reacting in a very, very calm manner, but very efficient manner.
Sheriff Gomat, Knoxville Rural Training Officer Austin Kingery, and Chief Roberts share their thoughts on how the coordination between the emergency departments went on the scene.
You know, all of the emergency workers, whether it's fire, rescue, law enforcement, we train for these types of things, but we seldom actually have them happen, and this was one of those instances where it did happen and everything worked like it was supposed to work.
We tend to do a lot of training on big disasters. We don't hit on a lot, but what we do is pretty much every department has a training routine and have a disaster plan set up. Even though this was a natural disaster, it called for more resources than a typical call. That's whenever you start out with your incident commander, which was Mike Roberts, and you go down. They had a triage incident commander. We had people setting up lifelight. Pretty much you just have a couple people take charge and put them in charge of a special task, and they grab the people necessary for what they need.
Yeah, you know, contrary to what people think, we do a lot of training, and this is where training paid off. This was an actual triage situation, and we had triage officer on scene, traffic officer on scene, incident command on scene, and that's where that NIMS comes into training. And we do a lot of it just for this particular once every 5 or 10 year thing, and it showed it paid off. All agencies, I mean, followed the book right to a T.
Sheriff Gomat and Chief Thompson also compliment the job that Marion County Dispatch did and how Chief Roberts handled being the incident commander.
Dispatch did an excellent job. When you've got that many different agencies all trying to contact dispatch with different information, letting them know they're en route to the scene, that type of thing, paging out all these different agencies, it can be very, very hectic, and no one really understands how, let's say, crazy it gets up in dispatch until something like this actually happens. And be honest with you, we really have a top-notch group of dispatchers working here, and Marion County can be proud of them.
And one good thing that helps, and that's what we train on too, is we have one guy in charge at the scene, and that was Mike, and he was doing all the dispatch and hollering for the ambulances and all that kind of stuff. So that does help dispatch quite a bit too. There's not five or six people hollering in, telling them they need this and they need that, And that makes a big difference helping dispatch, too. If you get four or five guys hollering back at dispatch and they get confused, which is awful easy to do. I mean, on something like that anyway, you got so many people calling in and hollering. So that's why we do the instant command deal. Mike was kind of in charge, and he was calling what buses he needed and stuff, and that helps out tremendous.
Sheriff Gomat shares how crucial it is to have the Mercy One helicopter stationed in Knoxville.
Oh, it's a huge advantage. I don't know. It was just a short time after the accident happened why I heard Mercy flying over. And so, yeah, Knoxville is very, very fortunate to have them located here.
Dr. Flack talks about his visit to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines last night, where he talked and reassured the bus driver, Annette Tony Pitt, that the children were all right.
Donna and I went to Mercy Hospital last night and waited with the family until everyone was cleared to go visit with Tony, and the physicians allowed two people at a time to go back to visit with Tony because she was pretty beaten up and real tired. But when Donna and I went in to see her, her first question was about the kids. She was very concerned about the students on the bus, and I think we had to reassure her two or three times that for the most part the students were in good shape. And, you know, Tony's been a long time bus driver for the school district. She has a great relationship with the students who ride her bus and also the families on the bus routes. So we were happy to get a chance to visit with Tony even for two or three minutes. And we just want to assure everyone that last night at least she was doing as well as could be expected for being tossed around the bus the way she was.
Sheriff Gomat says this is a reminder of how careful people need to be on rural roads.
I guess I just want to add, too, that out in the rural areas, visibility isn't always that good at some of the intersections. No one's fault. It's just because of the rural areas. There's hills and areas that are a little blind areas, so it just brings the point to light that, you know, when we're traveling on gravel roads and such, we need to really stop and look both directions to look for oncoming vehicles and to prevent these types of accidents.
Those that responded to the scene of the accident yesterday were Knoxville Fire and Rescue, Knoxville Rural Fire Department, Melcher Dallas Rescue, Columbia Fire and Rescue, Bussey Fire and Rescue, Pella Ambulance, the Marion County Sheriff's Office, the Knoxville Police Department, the Iowa State Patrol, and Mercy One Helicopter. Thanks to Marion County Sheriff Ron Gomat, Knoxville Fire Chief Mike Roberts, Knoxville Rural Fire Chief Kenny Thompson, Knoxville School Superintendent Dr. Randy Flack, Marion County Sheriff's Deputy Justin Kingery, and Marion County Rural Fire Department Training Officer Austin Kingery, our guests today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com under Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.